From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Welcome back to New York.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a good time in Italy?
It was great. I got to drive through some Italian countryside from Milan down to Pisa, near where the Sudoku Championship was. The food was good. Of course, the puzzles were good.
Oh, of course the puzzles were good. But yeah, I'm surprised you put that third. You know, puzzles, food, drive.
Yeah.
Must have been fun. Speaking of puzzles, big one coming up next weekend.
Yeah, it's the 29th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, as always. I think we have the best program ever. There's a $500 Sudoku Smackdown on Friday night. Ken Jennings, who's the all-time biggest money winner in Jeopardy, is going to lead a quiz bowl on Saturday night. We're going to have a sneak preview of Wordplay, the new documentary film on crosswords, and that's all in addition to the regular contest.
And I heard you still have some radio guy doing play-by-play for you.
Yeah, your husband, Neil Conan, is going to come up again and do the play-by-play on the final round, which is always great. And registration is still open. People can sign up at the door. There's more information at crosswordtournament.com.
You get a lot of people signing up this year?
This is the biggest ever from the pre-registration. We'll have, I think, more than 500 contestants this year.
I swear you're going to have to make it an arena show pretty soon, baby. Ringling Brothers Bar, three-ring circus, I think. Three-ring puzzle circus. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, we had a radio challenge that you left all of us with last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said, name a common object starting with the letter P, as in pail. Change the P to a B, and you'll get a verb describing an action that you do with that object. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the object is a pail, and you bail with a pail.
We had over 1,500 entries to this particular puzzle, and from the correct entries, we randomly picked this week's winner, and his name is Carr Osborne. He joins us from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi there, Carr.
Hi.
So what do you do in Las Vegas?
I'm an applications developer. Oh. I work for a contractor for the federal government.
Oh, so you're computers?
Yes.
Yeah?
Programmer.
How long have you lived in Las Vegas?
12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What inspired you to move there?
I was in Florida at the time when I decided to move and just wanted to get back to where there were mountains.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've played for years. I've only submitted a few times.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I fear this might happen.
Yeah, well, you know, you just keep doing it, and eventually the odds will be in your favor.
That's
you know?
True.
Are you ready to play? You know what happens.
Yes,
I'm ready. All right. Well, Will, he does sound ready.
Will,
meet Carr. Let's play.
Hello, Carr. Every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form in the blank. I'm going to give you an anagram for that last word. You tell me the phrase. For example, if I said war, W-A-R, you'd say in the raw.
Okay.
All right, number one is doom, D-O-O-M.
D-O-O-M, in the mood.
In the mood is right. Number two is sown, S-E-W-N.
In the news.
In the news, eman, I-M-A-N.
In the main.
In the main. Wonk, W-O-N-K.
In the know.
Excellent. Shelf, S-H-E-L-F.
In the flesh.
In the flesh, good. Lecar, L-E-C-A-R. And if someone someone investigates you for wrongdoing and you're acquitted, you are...
In the clear.
In the clear is right. Churl, C-H-U-R-L.
It's in the lurch.
In the lurch is right. Girth, G-I-R-T-H.
In the right.
Uh-huh. Groan, G-R-O-W-N.
G-R-O-W-N.
What would be the opposite of being in the right?
In the wrong.
Yeah.
In the wrong, good.
Isn't that good?
That's great.
Go over, G-O-O-V-E-R.
G-O?
Uh-huh. Go over. This is what you were a moment ago.
In the groove.
In the groove is right.
That's what I love.
Good Hughes. G-O-O-D-H-U-E-S.
Good Hughes.
If you come home really late at night with
dog
lipstick
house.
And you're in the dog houses, right? The next one is a familiar phrase, a two-word phrase, and Your clue is base atom, BASEATOM. The answer is two four-letter words in the 4-4.
In the same boat.
In the same boat is good. Here's another phrase, relief info, R-E-L-I-E-F-I-N-F-O. And the answer is a phrase, 424.
424.
If someone is shooting at you, you are in the
something of something.
Yeah.
Something. Line of fire.
You're in the line of fire. Good. Faster clip, F-A-S-T-E-R. C-L-I-P. The answer is 5-5.
5-5, okay. In the...
And this is, it means in the beginning, actually.
In the first...
Yes. That's it.
First,
I'm not seeing it.
I'm not seeing it either.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I got to get my letters straightened out here.
If you get a blue ribbon, you are...
In first place.
Yes. First place is right. And here's your last one. A filthy dog. A-F-I-L-T-H-Y-D-O-G. And the answer is 523.
523.
I'll give you a hint. That middle word is of, again. Blank of blank.
Of day.
That's it. What kind of day?
Light of day.
In the light of day. Good job.
That's funny because I was working. Once you said of, I'm going, well, that kills fog of something here. On my car.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, but you are fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Anagrams are not easy to do.
No, especially when they get longer.
Yes, exactly. And as you know, they will when
yes.
you play. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Wow. Carr Osborne, what member station do you listen to in Las Vegas?
I'm a member of KNPR.
Favorite word, member. Carr Osborne from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us. You were great.
Thank you.
All right. Will, something for everyone to chew on this week.
Well, this week's challenge is a continuation of the on-air puzzle. Think of a familiar three-word phrase in the form in the blank, where the word that goes in the blank starts with S, as in Sam. Move the S to the end, and you'll get another familiar phrase in the form in the blank. What phrases are these? So again, a familiar three-word phrase in the blank. Word starts with an S. Move the S to the end. You'll get another familiar phrase in the form in the blank. What phrases are these?
When you have the answer, visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.